Eirvin, Perk Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Gag Godel Samach LeKodin. If you have a roof that's large next to a roof that's small. So first we know that if, let's say in a chotzer, for example, a chotzer is opened, not with a pesach, but a large pirtza, larger than 10 amos, into a shus harabim, you're not allowed to carry in that chotzer. Similarly, a roof. If a roof is open to an adjacent roof, which is a din of a shus hayachid, they are not allowed to carry. Each one cannot carry until they make an eruv with each other, because there's a pirtza. If it's just a pesach or a wall, that's fine. But once you have a large opening, it asers it. But in this case, in the Mishnah, you have a roof, and the roof is open to another roof. Hagadol mutter v'akadon aser. So the one on top of the larger roof, it's mutter, because the side that faces the smaller roof has some walls on the sides. And then you have a pesach between that, the opening space, which is the complete end of the smaller roof. There should be a picture below. Therefore, the smaller roof is also those guys, because to them, they have a complete pirtza on one side of their roof. But to the larger roof, it's mutter, because it's not a complete pirtza. Because we look at the edges of the roof as if they go straight to Shemayim, good asik mechitzasa, and therefore it's mutter. You should see a picture below. Chotzer gedola shenifritza l'ktano. And similarly, if you have a large chotzer that had a wall, and the Rav says that this wall was breached before Shabbos. Interesting, we're going to see something that sounds the opposite later. But the wall was breached before Shabbos. Gedola mutaris uktana asura b'bnei shehi kepischa shel gedola. Same halacha, the larger chotzer is mutter to carry, but the smaller one is aser, because when you're standing in the larger one, the entrance to the smaller one, even though there was a wall there, that entrance to the smaller one is just like a pesach. But to the smaller one, when you're standing in the smaller one, and you're looking at the larger, it's a pirtza. The Rav says, however, if it broke on Shabbos, then it would be mutter. And we're going to see later that this would seem to be a little bit problematic. Mishnah continues, Chotzer shenifritza l'rishus harabim. What if you have a chotzer where the wall fell down, the wall facing rishus harabim fell down, whether it was the whole wall or more than 10 amos? Hamachnes mitoich l'rishus hayachad om rishus hayachad l'soich hachayev. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, if a person would carry from the chotzer to rishus hayachad, now the Mefarshim explain, we don't mean the chotzer, because l'chor, according to most Rishonim, this chotzer that has three walls has a din of rishus hayachid. And why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, would you be chai for carrying from a chotzer to another rishus hayachid? Ella, what he's talking about is dafka, the area right by the wall that was broken down. Because now, used to be the rishus harabim obviously couldn't go into this area because there was a wall. But when there's no wall, now the rabim would hang out there a little bit. As they would walk through, it would be considered tzidei rishus harabim. Normal tzidei rishus harabim, the Mefarshim explain, is like on the side of rishus harabim, they would have these small little pillars, like little benches or things like that, where people will put their wares and all their things. But in this area, it's more open. Nevertheless, and that's the whole chiddush here, why it's not a regular case of tzidei rishus harabim, that even in this case, where it is tzidei rishus harabim, obviously, Rabbi Eliezer holds tzidei rishus harabim is like rishus harabim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to carry from this little area where the wall broke down into any other rishus. However, v'chachamim oimer mitoichel rishus harabim o mishus harabim l'soicha potter b'pnei shehi k'karmelis. The Chum said that this area where the wall fell down, which is Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, in its greatest form, because you don't even have pillars or little benches or things like that. Here it's totally open, that the Chacham held that it's a Karmelis. And therefore, if you would carry from this area, which is a din of a Karmelis, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, according to Chacham, even in this case, where it's not like benches and things like that, it's people would go there even more often. It's almost like part of the Rishus HaRabim itself, since it's Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Chacham held that it's only Asur L'chatchila, but it's Pater if you would carry from Rishus HaRabim to it. And also, obviously, from Rishus HaYochid to it, because Rabbi Eliezer was actually talking about Rishus HaYochid, so the Chum should have just argued and said, Mitoch Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaYochid, L'soicha should have been Potter. Mipnei Shehi Kikarmelis, like the Mishnah says. Why the Chum chap on to Rishus HaRabim? So Mefarshim go into, there was a dialogue between the Chum and Rabbi Eliezer on how you actually looked at this area under the wall. And it's almost as if the Chum were speaking first, but the Mishnah has a derech of listing the Chum second. That's what the Taisis Yantiv says.